Hi, I'm Austin Griffith. Probably a couple months ago, I started learning like what meta transactions were and how they worked. And we created something called a bouncer proxy that kind of lets you pay the gas for your users. And then there was kind of this moment where we were thinking, how could we make these things replayable? There's a replay nonce, right, in there to keep you protected from replay. And we were like, "Whoa, wait a minute! What if we use that like as a timestamp that we could set as a period that you could play over and over again?" So we kind of put together a contract and set up a subscription system where you sign a meta transaction that says, "I would like to send like 5 die to this person every month," and die is pretty good for every month, right? Going back to the Maker guys and the POA guys, it's like Guinness Day stable. It's gonna it's gonna be $5. A year from now, right? There's no price fluctuation. So we basically set up, you sign one meta transaction that says, I want to send 5 die from this person to this person, and I want it to replay, and I put that out on a secondary relayer network. And then I can approve some kind of upper bound, like maybe I'm going to give Netflix like a year's worth of money, right? So I'll send you $5 a month, and then I'll allow some upper bound of like $40-$50, and you do that with just the ERC-20 token standard. So then that transaction just gets submitted again and again, and the relayer network pays for it, and you have an incentive wrapped up in that meta transaction also, kind of like an atomic swap where when they submit the transaction and they pay the gas, they get rewarded with something that you've set up for them. So you kind of have this incentive layer packed into your transaction for them. And so it's kind of like just set it and forget it, right? You sign that transaction, you send it out to the relayer network, and then you approve that upper bound, and it just replays over and over again. And so that was kind of like what led to ERC-1337, which is the LEET standard. But it's basically about how do we set up a standard for subscriptions on the blockchain, and it's a lot more flexible. So this first reference implementation, we won the Wyoming hackathon with, and then it's kind of like evolved from there into like a grant system too. Personally, I think grants could use a little work right now. You kind of either get a bunch of money up front, or you get like I'm sorry money at the end. I think it would be way cooler if we could do it in a recurring sense, and a subscription system would really work really well with that. You could kind of just say, I want to give this, multi-sig wallet or this organization, a small amount, and like a bunch of us could chip in, right? Like a Patreon of token subscriptions or something like that. And that's coming soon. That's basically all I have. If anybody has any questions or anything about meta transactions, hit me up. I would love to talk about it more. The main thesis is it's all about abstracting the UX away from, or abstracting like the 12-word seed phrase away from the user at first, and then showing it to them like once they've provided value. So when you get to a dApp, you want to dive in and use the dApp first, right? Like you should be able to see the heart of the content first. If it's a music service, you should get in and you should be posting songs. And we'll pay your gas while you post those songs. Like it's worth it to us for user acquisition to bring people in. But as you get into the app and you use the app, you're going to, so say you post a song and someone likes it or sends you a token or something, you're going to accrue a little bit of value. And then it's so much easier to sell someone on a 12-word seed phrase once they've accrued that value, right? Like if you try to give someone a 12-word seed phrase up front, it's like this big nasty thing, right? But if you try to give them a 12-word seed phrase that is protecting something they've earned, like protecting this like narrative behind this account or even value, then it's a lot easier to sell to them. So word, yeah, hit me up. The LEET standard is coming out soon. Subscriptions on the blockchain, meta transactions, better UX. Ooh, word, thank you.